Your mum and your dad had about 30 cows. What did they have then?
Shorthorns,
right. Yeah. So you've carried on that tradition?
No. We went into British Frisians for 20 odd years, perhaps 30 years. And then we bought a Shorthorn and we carried on. Then we've gone to Pedigree Shorthorns and I wouldn't have anything different. There's nothing wrong with the British Frisian, but they're on the Holstein Frisian now. Well, I wouldn't walk behind them if you paid me. The longevity of them is 2.5 lactations.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
And they're not suitable for
up
here.
No, absolutely.
They're not suitable for anywhere. No. If you had a cow give 5,000 litres years ago, you'd have a belting good cow. And now they have to give 10,000 litres.
Dreadful cruelty, I think, in it, isn't it? The poor old skeletons can't really hold the weight, can they? They just can't. Whereas the old British Frisians...
No, there was nothing wrong with them.
They're quite tough, weren't they?
We've got Shorthorns. I think we had one... I'd had 13 calves. And the average is about 8 or 9. I can't get carried away with just the milk, you know. And then with a Shorthorn, you can put any bull on it you like, a beef bull, and you have a cracking good beef animal. Because now, on the roaches, we have to run a breed at risk. That's beef Shorthorn and Derbyshire Gritstones sheep. And so we have got quite a lot of beef Shorthorns now. And we're going down both tracks a bit. We've still got dairy Shorthorns, but we also got beef Shorthorns.
What made you make the shift back to the Shorthorns of your dad's farming days?
I think we happened to go to the Shorthorn sale when we were down in Cheshire moving sheep, when we used to send sheep to Cheshire, and went into the Shorthorn sale at Chelford and bought a Shorthorn cow. And I remember saying, first time we milked it, I says, well, milk's same colour anyway. And we just went on from there, you know. I don't think you can beat him, you know. Well, they are more suitable because they have to walk quite a way to the fields. There's nothing really out. Well, it's odd field, aren't they?
They're strong cattle, aren't they? They've got shorter in the leg and all that, less vulnerable.
That's right.
And do you think, in terms of the capacity, how much milk you get?
Well,
how's that?
6,500 litres.
Blimey, that's a lot, isn't it?
Well, it is for up here.
So you think that they would do better than any other breed around here?
Oh, definitely.
Dairy cattle?
Definitely.
What about the temperament?
Oh, be quiet.
I mean, I know the beef Shorthorns, they're browsers, aren't they, rather than grazers? So will they cope with fairly rough land?
Oh, well, they're supposed to do, yeah.
Do you find that is the case?
Yeah, well, it's like anything else. They will eat rough stuff, but if there's any other stuff, any good grass, they eat that first. They're not daft. And the thing why we encourage us to go more for them, Morrison's are giving 25p bonus per kilo on top of the standard price because they want to promote British breeds. You get it on the Aberdeen Angus and the Hereford and the beef Shorthorn. So that's encouraged us to push the beef Shorthorn.
So your market is mainly Morrison's, is it?
Well, we haven't finished any.
No.
Because we're stuck capacity-wise, but we've sold stores in Leek at a decent trade, you know, for other people to buy them, to find them.